Hello?
Hello. Is Marie available?
Who?
Marie?
Yes?
This is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. Yes, Mayor.
Hello?
Hello, this is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Wanted to get back in touch with you regarding your inquiry into our finance options for you.
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Is she available?
Yes, she's available. But she can't afford to speak with you. That's why we don't know about it.
Okay. Well, I guess I just wanted to kind of touch base and kind of get an idea of what you guys are looking for and answer any questions you may have for me.
Okay. Yes, I was looking. Did you get the application?
No, I did not. Who'd you send it to?
Yes, I just spoke with Nicole.
Uh-huh.
And then she only sent me couple information thing that I need, and then I was trying to fax the application yesterday, and look like the fax didn't go through. I'm trying to call Nicole then to see if the fax has a problem.
I mean, it's not going through.
No, it didn't go through. I tried to fax it twice.
Okay, can you email it to me?
I can, because I have the paper, and then Nicole will send me all the information that I really need to send back. I don't know if... You know Nicole? Let me see. Nicole McFarlane?
I do. She actually just sent me an email.
Okay, she just sent me an email.
Yeah, you guys were assigned to me, and you had requested a call at some point today, so I just haven't gotten to call you yet. So
I was waiting the call to be done at 12:30. When I see it's about 1:30, I decide to call myself. That's why I called, but I was waiting for the call to be done at 12:30, because at, and then at 3, maybe we will not be there. That's why I tried to call at 2. But I spoke with Nicole already. I don't know if you have to handle it or you want to let Nicole handle it, because I received an email from her, but I don't receive an email from you yet.
No. I'll take care of it. And I apologize. See, the information that I received said a call back at 12:30. And it's only 11:15 here. I'm in California.
Oh, what time is it in California?
11:15.
Okay. Me, it's about 2:21 right now.
You're on the East Coast. Where are you located?
In Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay.
And then when I see 12:30, I expect to call at 12:30. That's why I call at 2.
I see.
But I don't know. You're going to send me an email to you, because I already spoke with her. I don't know what she already gave you. What I don't know who has to get the information.
No, I'll just send it to me. I'm going to send you an email. Can you email it to me? Can you scan and email it?
Okay. If you let something put the time back after some. Yeah, my cell phone has, let me see if I can, but is it the fax is not good then?
Well, I don't know. It should be working, but you're saying it's not going through.
Yeah, I tried twice yesterday, and then I tried to, if when I put on my cell phone, it looked like, I don't know if it's going to be fine, but I tried. Send me an email, but I already spoke with Nicole, and then I don't know if we have to speak again, but we spent some time. But what I'm looking for the longer term possible. And then really spend about 20 minutes talking with Nicole and what I need. So I don't want to go back and forth with everything.
Well, I mean, you're assigned to me, and that's why Nicole sent me the email. So it's up to you. But
She took the information and then she only passed it to you?
No, she hasn't faxed it to me because we haven't received it. I thought you said the fax didn't go through.
Yesterday was the time I tried to fax. I don't try to fax anything yet. I was looking on the email she sent me. She gave me her contact information. Anyway, send me your email also too. And then I see, and give me the term that you have. I already spoke with Nicole and then she said something. But I'm looking the longest term possible, whatever the long, and the better rate and something like that.
Are you looking for cash or are you buying equipment?
Yeah, I'm looking for cash.
Okay, how much?
I'm making $350,000 last year, so how much can you provide?
You said you made about $350,000?
Yes.
What were your revenues?
Huh?
What were your gross revenues?
That's my gross.
Hello, sir?
That's my gross.
Okay, so those were your sales. That's not what you made. What were your profits then?
Oh, my profit? The profit is normally, I always make it 30, but maybe on the tax it write off, but I make 30 on anything I'm selling. Retail and supermarket and restaurant, I always make it 30. That's 30 of what I'm making. That's what I sell. My margin is 30. That's normally what I make.
Okay.
But so if you're looking at the tax, you won't see that.
How much are you depositing into your checking account on average, say, over the last 6 months?
Normally, on the last 6 months, I'm making 30, 30, 35. But after May and June, I was not operating. That's why I tell you already. And Nicole, and then we got some family problem, and my wife was having surgery done, and then I have to stop for those 2 months, and then I reopen and on June, July, and July, and August, stuff like that. My salary will be reduced, but I need more cash to do some renovation that I would explain to Nicole, so I can make the same amount that I used to make for before. But when I reduce to 10, 15, but I normally make 30, 35. When I make that amount, I buy every month for 20, 25. But then, so I would sell for 30, 35. But for June, for July, June, I buy for 5,000 and then 7,000 every month. That's why I'm selling 10, 15,000. So I need more money to buy so I can selling more because customer need look.
Okay.
I don't know how much can you provide my business. So the highest amount I get, I would say I myself can be with the 30 to 40% on that.
Okay.
But you looking on the total that I make every year, or you looking on whatever? Because on the month, I'm making less right now, but because I buy less.
Now, with this loan product, what we're looking at is how much you can afford to pay. So we're looking at what you're depositing into your checking account. We don't want your monthly your monthly payments to exceed 10% of your monthly revenues. We want you to have 90% of what you're bringing in to work with to run your business. So we look at the last 6 months, we try to do the best we can as far as estimating, you know, your trends and what you're bringing in so that this loan isn't a burden. It's something you can use, like you said, to actually make money and grow.
Okay. But so if you're going to do the last 6 months, so which month? Because I don't have May and June. I was not approved for this 2 months. But if you're looking May, if you're looking for April, March, February, I always making between 30 to 35. And but
what was the reason for the drop off?
I was not open because I was having a surgery. I was not able to make it by myself, and then plus the employee, so she had to handle one section, and I was back and forth because she was at the hospital. I could not open that time. I had to take it off.
So
that's the first time that happened for the first 6 years.
Would it be better to have 12 months bank statements instead?
12 months?
Yeah, instead of 6?
I would
I can't just submit like 8 months or 9 months. It needs to be 6, or mm-hmm. I need to explain to underwriters that your business is seasonal, and that's why I want them to look at 12 months instead of 6 to get the average.
But it's not seasonal. It just for this year only, there is a challenge, and then I have to close for 2 months. But that month, you know, after we open it, getting a little bit lower normally because of lack of things, you know, and inventory, so I have to start buying, so I'm getting a little bit more. But
I understand I understand what you're saying. The problem is I can't tell the underwriters that you closed your business for 2 months. Because okay. they will decline your loan.
Okay.
They don't want any thought that your business could possibly be shut down again for 2 months, because how do you make your loan payments if your business is shut down for 2 months? So
they're making it. Mm-hmm. I explained to them, and then they understand that, so they reduce. That's why I have a loan before refunded for 1 year. I'm supposed to finish it on September. Because of challenge, so I almost finish it, and then I have one deck, and I used to have cabbage also, but I almost finished them. But 1,000, some other they want to have 1,900. So if I had a big loan, I just take them out completely, and that will be better for me. So I need to do some renovation on my walking freezer and cooler and front end, and some cash to putting also on my food warmer and the restaurant. This is a supermarket. I have a restaurant I opened last year. After I opened it, my wife was doing a lot of work, and then we're having some help, so become tough at the end of May, and then yeah, on May we had to shut down and reopen on July. But anyway, whatever you need, so I have everything, except I just want to see you focus the loan based off what I was making last year than what I'm making for the past 2 months, because for the past 3 months, I'm selling, but not exactly the way I was selling before.
Okay.
So how much you would probably see that you can give me? Because sometimes if you give me little money, you won't help at all. You just create more problems. But if you give me enough money, like to meet why my customer demand. So because why not? It's a season. If I have the more I have, customer, because I already have all my customers. Just like because I was not able to provide the service for the customer. So and then my staff, my inventory on hand become a little bit lower than what the customer was expecting. So I'm getting go back, and then to a point where I could go back to where I was, but I just need to put more cash in the business so I can get back to where I was then. So what can you do, and then how would you to provide me better terms? Because I don't like the term in the code to give me even garbage or all, because those terms are too short. So by the end you finish to pay it, and you don't have any money left to more. Only if you want to accept more cash, and then the more cash you accept from them, with the it doesn't help me. So I just want something different or something longer.
Yeah, I mean it's just hard. I mean, you know, I want to drive a Ferrari. you know, but I want the same payment as I have right now. It's not possible, right? You can't apply for a loan with the recent 2 months where you didn't have any sales, didn't bring in any money, and then try to get a tier one product, right? Now, if you were calling me saying, yeah, I'm making $50,000 a month, depositing $100,000 a month, you could tell me that you want a lot of money on a long term and not pay much interest. Right now, you're in a position where it's not going to be 100% guaranteed that you even qualify for a loan. Step one is getting you qualified for the loan. You're negotiating rates and terms right now before you're even approved.
Okay, so
does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. I just don't want to go back and start where I was and with this type of loan. I just don't want to go back to. Yeah, I understand that. So you try to get me qualified first before we can talk about. Yeah, but you know, I just don't like to be. And then you get me qualified, and then what you offer me, it's not something that, you know, just I don't want to waste too much time on that. Also, and for you and for me, but. It's making point. You want me to see if you're able to qualify me first. That's fine. But normally, what do you need to get me qualified on the type of loan?
I need the 6 months bank statements to start with, the tax return in the form. I'm going to call Nicole right now and find out if she received anything from you.
No, I was in the process to call her, and then I received a call from you. When is the fax? I was trying to ask him if the fact is good, because I already have the application in my hand because I received an offer on the mail. I was trying to go ahead and fax it, and then after that, I just attach whatever I need to be attached for the bank statement or something like that.
I understand. And I'm going to call Nicole right now and find out if that fax did go through, if she received the information. If she did, I'm going to have her forward it to me. If she did not, I'm going to call you back, and we'll find a way to get it to me.
Okay. So that's when I don't have to do anything yet.
Just hold off for a few minutes. Let me talk to her first, and then I'll give you a call right back.
All right.
Sound good?
Yes, I'm waiting for you. Okay, I have the application in front of me right now. The fax is okay. I can try to fax it again. The only thing I just do, attachment for...
I mean, the very best thing to do would be to scan it and email it to me.
Oh, that's the best thing to do. Scan it and email it. Okay. I see my scanner. I don't think it's working. But I don't know if I can do it with my phone. And then I will try to email that to you. So send me the email. I don't see. I only have Nicole email. But anyway, send me yours so I can see. Where do you send it to? Okay?
I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay, then. Go ahead.
I'm just sending you basically an email with my contact information. So I have my direct phone number as well.
Okay.
I'm going to call Nicole, and I'll give you a call right back.
All right, then. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Stay right.